News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. An argument over paperwork could be the reason behind the shooting spree that left three people dead and more than a dozen injured at Fort Hood in Texas. Several sources say that Yvonne Lopez had been denied a leave of absence from earlier that day. Speaking at the Army installation yesterday, investigator Christopher Gray said Lopez had the argument, opened fire on several soldiers, and then killed himself when he was confronted by a member of the military police. Also, millions of Afghans are expected to vote in that country's historic presidential election today. It's the first democratic transfer of power in the country's history. There are eight candidates. However, only three are seen as serious contenders for the office. A candidate must claim more than 50% of the vote, meaning a runoff election between the top two candidates is likely. Closer to home, at the Capitol, they're assessing the state legislature's accomplishments of the past 2 years. John Colbert has that.
With the spring floor period ending in the Senate this week, has it been a good session for state taxpayers? The questions posed to Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance President Todd Berry.
Looking back over the two-year session, we've had a $650 million income tax cut last summer and then another $100 million property tax cut this fall, and now the $400 million tech college levy cut and another $100 million income tax cut. So in that respect, there's been a fair amount of tax cut activity.
On the other hand, Berry thinks it would have been wise to have saved more money for economic downturns in the future. In Madison, John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Meanwhile, Governor Walker was in Rib Mountain yesterday, signing a law that will allow certain townships to use tax incremental financing districts. Rib Mountain qualifies as one of those towns. Rick Stadelman is president of the Wisconsin Towns Association. He says the new law helps towns grow their nearby cities and villages.
This is an opportunity for towns to be able to compete on economic development. In the past, there's tended to be some of the businesses that wanted TIF improvements, and if towns didn't have the authority, they'd annex. So we ended up losing town territory and even having towns incorporate to become cities and villages. So this gives us a kind of level to playing field.
Governor Walker says it makes sense to allow towns the ability to use the same tools for growth and development now available to cities and villages.
My belief is firmly that as towns are able to advance, that helps others in the region. So, for example, here in north central Wisconsin, if the town of Rib Mountain is doing well and adding new development, it'll help other communities from Wausau to Brokaw to Mosinee and others in between. That's part of the reason why Synergy, the regional economic development effort, is really so focused on bringing more jobs, more developers, more businesses to the region.
Authorities have identified a driver killed in a box truck explosion near Green Bay on Thursday afternoon. The Brown County Sheriff's Office says 59-year-old Gerald Throw was killed when the truck's load shifted and pierced the compressed natural gas system, causing the explosion. The passenger, 29-year-old Jose Perez of Green Bay, was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. And a Waukesha mother has been charged with child abuse and practicing dentistry without a license. According to the criminal complaint, 36-year-old Naomi Aguilera is accused of running a makeshift dentist office out of her living room to place braces on children. Authorities say one of the children complained of pain and bleeding gums after Aguilera placed braces on him. A proper examination determined the 13-year-old had cement placed under his gums. Aguilera is also accused of using unsterilized equipment and charging low cash rates for the unlicensed service. Programming notes today, the Badgers, of course, in the Final Four tonight against Kentucky, and we'll have that game live on WSAU pregame show at 6:30. That means the Brewers-Red Sox game gets moved to our sister station, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9, pregame show at 5:35. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.